The cruel and peculiar practice of banning in the old apartheid South Africa seemed especially wicked when it was imposed on the late journalist Donald Woods. He was a gregarious man. Enjoining him from speaking to more than one person at a time seemed an impossible prohibition on a man who was so enlivened by friends, laughter, and his own self-mocking humor. He was banned in 1977 for his persistent campaign in his newspaper, the East London Dispatch, to hold the South African government accountable in the death of his friend, black activist Stephen Biko. Mr. Woods kept the security police who arrested him alert over a 700-mile drive to jail by telling them jokes in English and Afrikaans. "You fellows," he told them, "are now my only audience." I met him in Chicago in the mid-1980s. The story of his friendship with Stephen Biko, his banning, and then his brave escape from South Africa had been made into the movie Cry Freedom. We began the interview in his hotel room. Donald Woods quickly said, "Wouldn't this be more fun over a little wine and lunch?" I told Mr. Woods it must be flattering to be portrayed on screen by Kevin Klein. Mr. Woods was rather thickly built and silver-haired. "You dare imply," he asked with mock solemnity, "that I don't look like Kevin Klein?" For the rest of the lunch, Mr. Woods would pretend to check his image in a drinking glass and introduce me to surrounding diners by saying, "Son of a bitch doesn't think I look like Kevin Klein." He remembered that when he and Stephen Biko had first determined to break South Africa's apartheid laws by openly having lunch together, Mr. Biko had suggested dining at a bus station lunch counter. "Oh, but Stephen," he says, he told him, "they don't even have a wine list. Let's do pick someplace worth the fuss." Donald Woods died this week of cancer at the age of 67. We spoke with him last in 1994, when he returned to South Africa to vote in that nation's first all-race elections. The lines were gloriously long. Crowds at his East London voting district kept motioning for Mr. Woods to step to the front. He declined, saying, "No thanks, I'll wait my turn." Finally, the crowd of blacks about to cast their first votes took Donald Woods into their own hands and lifted him onto their shoulders, passing him above their heads as he laughed and cried. "No, Mr. Woods," they told him, "this is your turn." How about Dubai?